Now we're going to do a progressive muscle relaxation exercise to help you learn the difference between when your body is relaxed and when your body is tense. To do this exercise, make sure you're in a comfortable position. The point is not to fall asleep, but to learn how to relax. Start to think of your breath as the waves of an ocean. As you deeply inhale, think of the ocean coming to meet the shore, hold it at the top, and then release. Throughout this exercise, you're going to keep breathing slowly in and out, like the waves of the ocean. Now start by focusing on your right foot. Flex the muscles of your right foot by curling your toes downward. Your ankle will also be flexed. Hold the tension as tightly as possible. Keep holding for about 7 seconds. Now exhale as you breathe out. Feel the difference between the tense and now relaxed foot and ankle. Your toes should be uncurled and your foot should be relaxed. Your arc will be warm with sensations of the release of tension. Now I want you to focus further up your leg to your right calf. Flex your right calf as you breathe in by curling your toes upwards and isolating the calf muscles. Keep flexing those muscles and hold. If you sense a cramp, release slightly. Keep squeezing those muscles. Feel how tense that calf muscle is. On your next exhale, release the muscle and feel the tension flowing from your calf. Notice the difference between the tension and the release. Now focus your attention to the upper part of your right leg. This is a long and strong muscle. And on your next breath in, I want you to tighten that muscle by lifting up your buttock and your hip and really squeezing those quad muscles. Flex them as hard as you can and hold, all while still maintaining the breath in and out. Keep flexing and holding that muscle. And on your next exhale, I want you to release and notice the tension flowing from your quad muscle. Notice how different it feels now from when you were tensing it. Now I want you to focus on your left foot. It should be in a comfortable position. And on your next inhale, I want you to squeeze your ankle forward, curl your toes together, and really focus your attention on squeezing your foot and putting tension into those muscles. Continue to breathe in and out, but still focus on really squeezing and noticing how tense those muscles are in your foot. Continue holding until your next breath out, where I want you to release your foot, uncurl your toes, and notice the difference between tense and relaxed. Your foot should now feel a bit tingly from being relaxed after squeezing it. Now I want you to focus your attention to your left calf muscle. I want you on your next inhale to curl your toes up and really tighten that calf muscle by extending your leg. Flexing that calf, really notice how tense you can make your calf feel. And the whole time, continue breathing in and out like the waves of the ocean. Keep squeezing. And on your next exhale, I want you to release all of that tension by letting your leg drop and your foot unflex and just feel the tension flowing from your body. Notice the difference between tense and relaxed. Now I want you to focus on the upper part of your left leg. On your next inhale, I want you to squeeze your quadricep muscles by squeezing your glute and your quads and really making those muscles feel tight and tense. Remember that this is in your control and you are the one who's doing the tensing. Keep squeezing the whole time, remembering to continue to breathe in and out. If you notice that you're feeling a cramp, release a little bit. And on your next exhale, I want you to release that muscle, let it fall to the floor, and notice how the tension just flows out of those muscles. Remember to notice the difference between being tense and relaxed, and how you're in control of the difference. Keep breathing in and out, nice and slowly, deep breaths, all the way to the base of your belly. Get out all of the air. Now I want you to focus your attention on your abdomen. On your next inhale, I want you to squeeze your stomach muscles or suck them in as hard as you can and hold firmly. Keep holding these muscles, as squeezing as hard as you can. Remember to breathe. And on your next exhale, release those muscles and feel the muscles relax with the gush of air released. Feel those abdominal muscles spread upward and along your sides as they relax. Now direct your attention to your right hand. On your next inhale, clench it into a fist as tightly and as comfortably as possible and hold. Keep clenching and squeezing, noticing how tense you can make those muscles. Keep squeezing, and on your next release, breath out, release those muscles and allow your fingers to slowly unfold and become limp. And really notice the difference between when your hands are tense and when you let them completely relax. Now move up your arm to the inside of your right forearm and flex these muscles by flexing your wrist upwards. So flex your wrist upward and really try and notice how tense you can make those muscles. Squeeze, and on your next exhale, I want you to release your hand and feel the tension flowing from your forearm. With your breath, you're going to blow out and feel relaxed. Now move your attention up your right arm to the bicep. Notice how it feels now. And on your next inhale, I want you to flex it by making a muscle or bending at the elbow and pulling your forearm up towards the shoulder. Feel your muscle get hard and tense. Feel how much bigger the muscle feels now. Continue squeezing and building that tension. And hold. And on your next exhale, I want you to release by bringing your forearm down and noticing how the bicep muscle elongates when it's relaxed. Really feel the difference between tense and relaxed. Remember to keep breathing throughout the whole exercise so your breaths are slowly going in and out, all the way in and all the way out. Now focus your attention to the other side of your body, to your left hand. On your next inhale, clench your left hand into a fist as tightly and as comfortably as possible. And hold. Your fist will be all crunched into a ball, and notice how strong your arms are and your hands are. How much power is in your hands. Hold, hold. Keep squeezing. And on your next exhale, I want you to release, allowing your fingers to slowly unfurl. And notice the relaxation just dripping from your fingers, the tension dripping away. Now focus on the muscles in your left forearm. And on your next big inhale, I want you to flex them by flexing your wrist upward. And notice how tense you can make those muscles. Hold your wrist flexed and outstretched, and keep squeezing that muscle. And on your next exhale, I want you to release your hand and your wrist, and really feel that tension flow out of your body. Your arm might feel tingly or warm with relaxation. Now move your attention up to your left bicep. And on your next inhale, I want you to flex it by pulling forearm up and making a muscle. Notice how big that muscle can be, how strong your arms are. Keep flexing, keep holding, keep squeezing. All the while remembering to keep breathing. Noticing how in control you are of your body here. And on your next exhale, release that muscle and feel the tension just drip out. Notice how much more relaxed it feels now. Now I want you to move your attention up to your shoulder area. And your neck. And on your next inhale, I want you to tense your neck and shoulders by pulling your shoulders up towards your ears and rolling your shoulder blades back. You'll notice how much tighter your neck and shoulders feel now. Really concentrate on trying to squeeze your shoulder blades back. And now flex your neck muscles by pressing your head towards your back. Arch your chest forward. Remember to be gentle, but also hold the tension. Really hold that pose and notice how tense you can make those muscles. Squeezing your shoulder blades, pushing your neck back. And on your next exhale, I want you to focus all of your attention on the release. Letting your shoulders drop and your head press forward where it's comfortable. There should be a nice difference between tense and relaxed in your neck and your back, and your shoulders. And now direct your attention to your face muscles. And on your next inhale, scrunch up your face by squinting your eyes and pursing your lips and tightening your cheeks into a closed-mouth smile. Really notice how tense you can make your face muscles. How many muscles are in the face. Really squeeze your face and your eyes and hold that smile. Keep squeezing. And on your next exhale, let your facial muscles drop to where they're comfortable. And now direct your attention to your forehead. Notice how it feels. And on your next inhale, you're going to lift your eyebrows as high as possible, which will tighten your forehead muscles. Keep holding those eyebrows up, which tightens those muscles. Feel the tension there. And on your next exhale, release those muscles and feel your eyebrows and forehead muscles smooth into relaxation. You've now relaxed the muscles in your body, and I want you to just keep breathing in and out. Hold at the top and exhale all the tension that's remaining in your body, so that by the end of this exercise, you should be feeling relaxed and better able to tell the difference between tension and relaxation in your muscles. And when you're ready, you can finish up, open your eyes, and return to normal.